this is going out to the world. I am Ralph, and I am the voice of Brian Brain. Disclaimer. Mighty has no beef with the American people. The attack on them was outrageous, and was an attack on humanity itself. But Mighty was watching the film's Swordfish as the plane struck. You decide if Brian was trying to tell him something. September the 11th was a warning shot. If you think this rap is a joke, it really is not. I am deadly serious about what I say. If you don't believe me, then you will see another day where millions of Mighties like you will wind up dead. Just because of something somebody said about you, about me, about the way we should live. If you have a heart, then you should be able to give. Mighty was mad for quite some time. He fought the world in his own little mind. Speaking the truth was his only crime. He was cut down when he was in his prime. Malcolm X and MLK made the truth hard to swallow. They were leaders who asked others to follow. Mighty says, "Don't follow me, because I am lost." That does not mean that he does not know the way. Rather that, you must get there by yourself, someday. Going back to Mighty's mental battle. He took on the world and he won. Had the battle been real, you would all know his name as the man from Atlantis, who lit Liberty's flame. Yes, America was his target, but because of its might. He chose them because he knew they would be a tough fight. He lined up the odds and took his best shot. With his first plan, he took out both coasts. This is not fiction, this is not a boast. My little Mighty took everything that he knew. He shaped it, and formed it, and made a battle plan to send a big fat message out to big fat Uncle Sam that even the mightiest countries need to beware of what they do, and to mind that they care about how they treat their citizens and the rest of the world, about how they live and treat others who are not their friends. My little Mighty may have been around the bend, but even in this mental stemper, he beat you down. He beat you so bad, you would never have found who had did it, who had done it, because there would be no sound. My little Mighty's attack would have put you back 20 years. But my little Mighty is not heartless, he sheds tears for those who were really attacked. But my little Mighty can't help thinking back to the days before the terrible shock. Thinking of how it focused the world's mind on one man. Someone who used to be funded by the America itself. And he asks himself, was this fate? Or was it just part of some plan to create what you call a diversion? Away from some other big war being fought at home by the politicians. I do not think we will ever know the truth. The fever pitch is now through the roof. I am now a terrorist for saying what I say. And now the CIA and FBI want to play. Brian, you are trying to get Mighty shot, aren't you? You are one flippant brain. you need to sort out your personality conflicts. Are you going to be nice, or are you just going to be rude? I think you have a long way to go before you understand Mighty's. Mighty is on the toilet now. He is not at all happy. You had better know what you are doing. I think a video is out of the question now. Peace. I am out of here. Word up.